This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Michael Pintabona.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. Entertainer Tracy Bartram has been announced as the host of Victoria's next Equal Love protest rally and mass illegal wedding on August 13. The date marks the seventh anniversary since the Howard government amended Australia's marriage laws to exclude LGBTI couples. Bartram, who's been a regular supporter of the gay community, says she's saddened that in 2011 we're still debating gay marriage.
More than $1.1 million has been set aside for suicide prevention in the GLBTI community by the federal government. The Mind Out project will be administered by the National GLBTI Health Alliance and will better connect gays and lesbians with mental health issues with existing Commonwealth government resources. The program will be rolled out over the next 2 years.
The Western Regional Minister of Ghana, Paul Evans Adu, has ordered the arrest of suspected gay and lesbian residents in the country's west. He's called on citizens of Ghana to report to authorities anyone they suspect is homosexual or involved in a same-sex relationship. The move follows months of campaigning by Christian groups in the country against politicians that believe in gay rights.
By the authority vested in me, by the laws of the state of New York, I now pronounce you married. You may seal your vows with a kiss.
And with that, a New York lesbian couple of 23 years became the first same-sex couple to officially marry in New York City. The city originally planned to fill a limited number of marriage slots through a lottery, but later decided that all applications for a marriage certificate would be accommodated. Christine Quinn from the New York City Council addressed a crowd of well-wishers outside the clerk's office where hundreds of marriages took place.
Knowing that the law of the state of New York is a law that's about equality, a law that says that every family is as good as every other family, that every family is based on love and is exactly the way God wants it to be, sent a chill up my spine.
Our gay neighbours across the Tasman may beat Aussie same-sex couples to the altar with a renewed push for gay marriage in New Zealand. A new telephone survey of more than 500 Kiwis shows support for same-sex marriage is around 60%, with higher levels of support from women and those under 35. New Zealand has had a civil union scheme since 2005, but the push for full same-sex marriage rights is certain to be boosted by the latest poll.
Dolly Parton's theme park Dollywood has been accused of homophobia after a lesbian wearing a T-shirt with the slogan "Marriage is so gay" was asked to turn the top inside out. Olivia Odman obliged the request but later wrote a letter to Dollywood's owners saying she was concerned the request was homophobic in nature. Dollywood's management have responded by saying that the top didn't meet the theme park's family-friendly dress standards.
A new British study has found that 60% of gay men are unaware of the symptoms of early HIV infection. The study by the National AIDS Trust found that most of the men surveyed could not identify a sore throat, rash and fever as the most common symptoms occurring together. The Trust worked with GAYDAR to carry out the survey of more than 8,000 men earlier this year, and they say the findings are worrying because early detection of HIV means the best chance for health in the future.
And briefly in other news, last weekend, the US President Barack Obama nominated the fourth openly gay judicial candidate of his administration to the US District Court, and two men who were injured in a bar raid in Texas have received compensation payouts from the state.
Now to QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The Sydney Rangers B Division soccer team had an unexpected scare last week against bottom of the ladder Belmore. The Rangers held on to win 4-3 though and keep their finals hopes alive despite a late fight back from Belmore. And yet another American athlete has been pulled up for using a homophobic slur, this time on Twitter. Minor league pitcher Ian Kroll is now the fifth athlete to openly use anti-gay language this year. The offending tweet has since been deleted and Kroll has been suspended.
Any gay-related news or events happening in your community? Tell us all about it by emailing us at qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Michael Pintabona. We'll have more for you next time on QNN Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.